In his arms I feel protected. In his arms I never feel rejected. In his arms I feel protected. Come on, sister, help me with this song. Sister. Yeah. In his arms I feel protected. What? No, but I'd rather be. Y'all give me something. You know what? Y'all think I'm strange, but I'm going to sing y'all some hymns. I came from a hymn church, and I didn't like them. But I do now because they mean so much. They have a lot of, the people lived all they knew. My people lived all they knew. You know what I'm saying? And here you run a ring around some of these people that say they got more. But I just want to thank the Lord because for letting me live this long, and I really appreciate him. I get tired sometimes, but, you know, that's the way it goes. Praise the Lord. So the Lord told me I was seeking the Lord, and he told me, said, check your tree. Check your tree. So we're going to check our trees this morning in the service. Somebody looking at me, you're going to check your tree. You know, you are like a tree. We're going to go to first Psalms, but I'm going to thank the Lord first of all for all of you that's here. And I really appreciate the Lord letting me live. I do. I appreciate God letting me live. Praise the Lord, because I know I could have been gone. He only promised me 70 years, but I did 13 over just about it. So I just really appreciate him today. And also my cousin, if she's listening, I think she gets home in time. I really appreciate her. She really blessed me, and she's went through something in having great success at it. I just wish her right now, honey, just go ahead and do your thing. And also, if they ask you to be a teacher to help other people, you do that, because that's why God take us through, so we can help somebody else. You come through to help somebody else. You know what I'm saying? You don't just come through for yourself. It's always help. God just good. That's all. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so, Lord, I just want to thank you for this day. I really appreciate you. I thank you for what you've done. Thank you for touching my body. I really appreciate that. Hallelujah. Thank you, G. I really appreciate that. I do, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for being my God and being my Savior. And as David said, being my Savior and my God, I just really appreciate you. Hallelujah. And I'm asking you to bless the service today. And I'm asking you, Lord, to every ear that listen, that they will be blessed in the name of Jesus, God. Praise the Lord. I ask they will be blessed. Hallelujah. And Lord, I just want to thank you for the 27th of this month that you blessed me so. And I just got so thrilled. I think I'm thrilled more than people that took me. I'm just so thrilled. Had a good, really good day. There was a good reception. The kids received me with greatness. And I just really want to thank you for that. And Lord, you're just good. So bless us today as we listen to your word. Help us to take it in and be serious about what we hear. In Jesus' name. Thank you. Give the Lord a big clap offering. So today we're going to examine our trees. I want to go to the Psalms, the first chapter, and start that off with that. And L, you get me, Jeremiah 17 and 8. In Psalm, the first chapter, it said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. It's David's writing. Nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. That's a lot to say, that his delight. Are you delighting in the law of the Lord? What he tell you to do, or you say, oh my goodness, that's too hard. But he said his delight was in the law of the Lord. Now this tree, and he shall be like a tree. You know, and I really went to go deep on trees. We had a lot of trees where we lived up on the hill. We had a lot of trees. He said, but his delight is like the love of the tree that's planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. But the ungodly not so. But they are like the chaff which the wind drive away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous, for the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous. The Lord knoweth the way of the righteous. The Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Amen. So we pray the Lord that pour out righteousness upon our souls, and I pray that you would look at this, because it really blessed me. I don't know, you know, because I guess where I am, but praise the Lord. I said, God, if anything I want now, you know, I don't need another car. I don't want another piece of carpet. I just want you. I want you to shine in my soul and in my heart. I want that in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I'm living in an area where this is not a senior citizen place, but just so happened older people moved in this area. And there's 22 houses there. And I told the Lord, I want to go to every house and knock on every door. But a lot of the people work. So some people now are moving in are younger now, you know, younger people. But most of the people that's around me are 70, 80, like that. Amen. And they're moving out, either they're going through death or they're putting them in a nursing home. And so it's a lot of houses, a lot of the, whatever that I'm living in, they're empty. Nobody there because, you know, people just leave. Praise the Lord. But I got a little precious one that lives down at the end of the corner that's named Rosemary. So I called her, you know, and go to see her. You know what I'm saying? You know, sometimes I was telling my kids was saying that too, you know. My children love me. It's like, you know, they love your children, love you, Al. You know what I'm saying? But it's nothing like when you go see the person that you love. The presence of people is more than, you know, and you want them to call your sister. You know, you got a mama, you need to call your mama or your sisters or your brothers or somebody you love. But it's nothing like to see the presence of people. And so Stephanie, we was talking about that last week. And I said, yeah, it's right. It's, you know, just to see your presence, it lifts people up. You know, you may go to the time when, you know what I'm saying? So yesterday I was wore out, I guess. I don't know. I had a lot on my mind. It's a lot going on in our family right now. We all got a lot on our minds. And I got home. I was so tired. I just got into bed. I guess it was 6 o'clock. I don't know. And Daddy said, you going to bed now? I said, I sure am. See you tomorrow. What else do you want me to do, babe? Because I'm gone. So I laid down. I don't know what time I went to sleep, but I slept and I feel really good. Amen. You know, you need some rest. You know, rest. People don't think you need no rest, but you have to have rest. Jesus told us to come aside and rest a while. You know, a lot of times we get something going on and we got to finish it and do this and that. You know what I mean? But that's not good. It's not good on your health. Then you wonder why, you know, this hurt, that hurt, and that can't get well. And that. You don't rest. You need to rest. Amen. And then your brain gets scattered. You know what I'm saying? Amen. Okay. Now, I don't expect y'all do as worse as I do. I told Allison, I'll be misplacing my keys. He said, we do too. I misplace my keys, and boy, that burns me up when I said, and I'd be growling like, you know, amen. So, amen. So we all getting older. And in where you are, you need to take care and rest. Praise the Lord. So let's examine these trees. Let's go to, let me see. What did your verse say, Al, that I told you to get for me? Yes. Mm-hmm. Hear that? Yes, Lord. Yes. I tell you, you know, this is the fruit of the Spirit. There's a fruit of the Spirit, and what else? And the gifts of the Spirit. I'm talking about the fruit of the Spirit, not is your tree. And it's how many gifts of the Spirit? We learned all that in Sunday school. Yeah. It's fruit. I mean, it's fruit, so many fruits and so many gifts. With that, today we're going to talk about the fruit of the Spirit. Y'all think about that. Okay, so I want to go to, I'm going to Psalms 1. Okay. I'm going to the gifts. I'm going to Galatians 5:22. I tried to put it in here so I wouldn't have to. Galatians 5:22. Now he talks about the other parts of the spirit. The works of the flesh are manifest. We're not going to, we could go through that, but I'm really, my heart is talking about the gifts now. So go and read this chapter. I may ask you to write something on it too, so you better read it. He said, but the fruit of the spirit is love, joy, peace, long suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith. Did you know faith was one of the fruit of the spirit? Meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with affections and lusts. And if we walk in the spirit, let us also walk. If we live in the spirit, let us also walk in the spirit. And let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. I'm going to talk about, praise the Lord, and I'm not going to keep you long, but I want us to check our trees this morning. Praise the Lord. And you know, a tree, we had a lot of trees where we lived up on the hill up there. Dad built us a house. A lot of trees. And you probably have a lot of trees. You know what I'm saying? But if you got fruit on trees, you have to take care of the fruit. The tree have to be done something to it, dung around. I know sometimes trees get stuff in them, little bugs up in the bark and messing with the fruit. That's the devil, you know. So if the devil been messing with your fruit, hallelujah. What was it now? Do you remember any of the fruits of the spirit? What's the first one? You should know the first one. Love is the first one, because without love, it's nothing else that matters. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, do we have enough love? Let us see now. How can we ascertain how much love we got? How can we measure that? How can we measure love? How can love be measured? Amen. What about this person that get on your nerve? On your job? Do you have enough grace and love to go through that? And not get angry and not speak to them and all this kind of stuff? You know, sometimes you just, people bug you so much, they say, hi, you say, hi. You know. But I want you to remember this. You know, people are pressed now. I have never seen people pressed so as I have seen in this day. I mean, they got everything. You know what? Because of that thing of us getting everything, folks got stuff. And people ain't poor now. Come on now. You not standing at the bread line or nowhere. And y'all that's standing don't need it. Most times we go get the stuff and give it to people, right? But I'm saying you're not so, well, you can't pay your bills and you're down and you're out. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God gave you a good job and you work. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So let us love one another. I mean, love one another. Love one another. Love. I'm not talking about like. Folks don't know what love is. No, I told Al, people don't know what love is. They don't. Love don't seek its own. Read what the 13th chapter was, the Corinthians, about love. Praise the Lord. Love is something, and I doubt if many people know what it is. And the stuff they call love, you fellas, is nothing but a bunch of lust. We need to love one another. I mean, really, in the special saints. It is so important that you love now, especially with everything that's going on. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot going on in the world now. And if you really truly love, your love will cause you to sometimes call somebody that you say, the Holy Spirit will tell you, and you call, and they'll say, how are you? Sometimes people just want to hear your voice. Amen. This little lady I'm telling you about that I want to visit, I'm going to walk down there soon. I'm gonna call her. So in our, where we live, they give you everybody's where they live and their phone number. So I knew she lived down on the other side. I live on one side and she lived on the uneven numbers. So I knew she lived on the last house. And so I found it and I said, it had down there, Rosemary so and so. I said, that's her. Oh, Tim, she could have talked all day. You know, because older people, like, they lonely. Praise God. Help them don't know the Lord. Praise the Lord. And just sometimes you just say, hello, how you doing? You know what I'm saying? That just sparks people up. Praise the Lord. And God forbid that you walk through the store looking like a pickle. You know, I preach against that. Especially sanctified people. All you know is they got a bun and a long dress. And I said, yeah, that's them. And they won't even speak to you. But they won't even speak to you. And this is the truth. As a servant lady, she come to the store. And, you know, she come in with her bun and her long dress on, which I wear them too. But I go up to her and I say, hey, so-and-so. And she said, oh, hi, Sister Davis. Well, I managed to make her talk a little bit. How you been? Come on. She be saying, well, yeah, I'm okay. You know, act like, you know, that you're going to give them some kind of disease. I mean, it's awful the way we, are you all, you know, you got a chance to show your love and appreciation for humanity just by being kind. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, you got a lot of people that's not, you know, you got people that maybe turn you away because you walk in the store and they go, but very few, I don't care what you say, it's very few people that's bad. That, you know, when you're around them. I go to, Walmart is one of my, I'm in Walmart so much, they say, how you doing, Ms. Davis? Almost, you know what I'm saying? I never really passed anybody, but was one guy I passed, I said, how are you? He said, I said, okay, how are you doing? You ain't getting away from me. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to speak if you want to. I'm going to speak anyway. Amen. And then what's the next one? Joy. Well, it ain't too much in this generation to be joyful about. When L coming, I know what's going on. I really feel, you know, I see so many things and I feel it in my heart. Don't you feel something? I mean, I told Al, everything is mad at us. Now you see us having, what you call them? Earthquakes. We ain't had many earthquakes here in Missouri, but see, nature mad. The rain mad. We were sitting out here, the last service we had, we sitting out there, praise the Lord, we were just, you know, talking and, you know, having service, and it started raining, it looked like to me the rain said, doggone, it just rain. It didn't drop, it just rained, just, you know what I mean? You can't hardly see where you're going. It's rain, you know. And the wind does it. I mean, it's, and then the wind blow it. I said, oh my goodness. I just feel like nature itself is angry. We're living in the what? In the last day. Who shall be able to say? And after love is joy and then peace. And that's what Christians and everybody need is peace. But you can only have peace if you know the Prince of Peace. If you don't know the Prince of Peace, you cannot have peace. I don't care what you say. Because something's going to set you off doing that weak and show as you born. Amen. But you got to have peace knowing the Prince of Peace. So love, joy, and peace. And what else? Well, we don't want to get to that. I'm sick of this. Tired of this thing. Keep going through. When am I going to come out of this mess? Now, the preacher just preached about it's going to be okay if I just wait. I done waited a year. And it's still the same. Ain't nothing done changed. Keep on. You're just about the tip of it. It's getting ready to bust open and make you so happy. Praise the Lord. It's going to be okay. Amen. It's going to be all right. I told them to come and I said, Lord, I'm all right. I get up in the morning and I'm thinking about once you start a hobbling and, you know, stuff. I don't know if y'all know about that. Then you think you still going to hobble. But I say, Lord, you know, I thank you that I'm well. You know, I got up and I said, and the Spirit of the Lord said, don't fear. You ain't got to hobble. You ain't got to walk. And I walk. God is a good God. I say, God is a good God. He's a wonderful God. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so I got up. So I have a stick that my brother-in-law made out of a tree root for his mother. And I got, it's really pretty and it's unique and it's kind of, nobody never seen one because he made it. And so yesterday I took my stick. I said, honey, now you make sure you don't get rid of my stick now. But, and so I be using my stick sometime. Praise the Lord. But, you know, the day I got up, I could walk. And I just really, he said, don't be afraid. Do the Lord ever tell you sometime, don't be afraid of something you getting ready to do? Maybe y'all ain't to that end. Yeah. My brother was saying he got to walk around and do something he said he had to do. Praise the Lord. If God got you walking, it's for a reason. You'll help somebody and you lose weight and you do everything you're supposed to do. I tell you, God is a good God. What's the next one? Long suffering. Huh? Boy. Gentleness. Everybody going. You got to be gentle regardless of whether you want to be or not. You know, you got to be gentle with the, you know, with your children, with your wife, with your husband. You got to be gentle. What is gentleness? What would you call being gentle to people? I know we can't hear it, but I'll say it if you say it. Well, we won't say that one. Gentleness. Yeah. So we can see where we really need to be. Because Jesus was gentle. He was really a gentle man. He was. What? Yeah. Open the doors and yeah. Huh? Yeah. Goodness gracious. That's just wonderful. You don't see that too much no more. You know, you don't see none of that old stuff no more too much, you know. I think they think that we don't want it probably. And probably we don't. No, I understand being not honest or good, because this woman could tell you, say, you don't have to open the door for me. But I tell you, you can put your coat down for me if you want, you know. If some rain, just lay it down there. I'll just step on over right there. I love to see people praise God. I love the old time way. Gentleness. And what else left? What else next? Goodness. Huh? What is goodness? What is goodness to you? Jesus, but... You be more like him. That's the truth. How can you be good? How can you have goodness in your heart? You know. Amen. The lady down the street who can't go to the store. Your aunt. When you go over and do things for her, that's goodness. You know, you may just came from work and you may be saying, Lord, I'm so tired. You know, and you know, and you may say with something, you have to repent, say, I'm tired of this now. You know what I'm saying? You may have to repent of some of the things come in your mind afterward. But goodness, God wants us to be good to people. Because he was. Amen. You know, I'm sure the way he had to walk, I don't know, they had camels and stuff in that day, but it never gave us no in the Bible that he rode camels. Maybe he did. You know what I'm saying? But he walked everywhere he went. He was a very healthy man, I'm sure. And there were times he was tired. You know, he was tired of seeing how the devil done man. He was tired of that. Very tired of it. And he don't want the enemy to mess us over either. You know what I'm saying? So we want to have goodness. We want to have love. And is it some patience up there, I hope. Huh? Yes, don't. And also, the last thing that we put faith last, I thought, wow. Because without faith, you know, you can't do hardly any of this, really, without faith in God. Keep your faith in the Lord. Keep your faith in God, in the things that you've been taught to do right, children of God. You know, don't change with the weather or neither. Change with the weather, like I told. Listen, yeah, you change with the weather. Yeah, yeah. If it's cold, you get cold what you put on. If it's hot, go put you some hot, some, you know, hey, I have a wool skirt. And when it get cold, I put my wool skirt on. I don't care if it's tomorrow, May the June the 25th. If it get hot, if it get cold June the 25th, my wool skirt is going on. So I dress with the weather. Dude, you know, and I think your life should be like that. Go with it. Go with it. Amen. Amen. You're going to have some things you got to do and people you got to bother with. I know people something else. You know, because I don't be around a lot of people, but I know they something. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, the people that I do be around, because I'm out, I have to go to the hospitals and do this and that. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let us watch what we got. Listen, let's be serious about where we're standing with God. Let's go back and ask God to help us. Because without these things in our heart, we'll not be able to stand. You know what I'm saying? What if you or somebody put you in jail? You cuss them out? Watch out now. You'd be surprised what's in there if you ain't got the right thing in there. You know what I'm saying? We don't know what's coming. I look at America and I fear for America, for everything, because I don't know what's going to happen. I was talking to one of my daughters. She was telling me how, you know, how the tenure of how people think now, especially young people, old people too, but young folk. And I said, good grief. She said, yeah, mama, so-and-so. I said, oh, my Lord. And then the AL come with us. I said, oh, Lord, this is getting bad. Amen, it's getting bad. Okay, where you live, you can't hide. You're going to have to live and check yourself. And God, you know, I love God so much because he's given us time to do some checking. You know, we ain't got nobody walking through the street. We ain't got no machine guns up and down the streets yet. You think it won't happen in America? You better wake up. It's going to, something's going to happen in America. I'm telling you, we've had dreams about it. When we were first got saved and filled with the Holy, we would have dreams about what's going to happen to America. And it ain't going to be nothing pretty. Amen. But it's going to be because of where we are standing and not obeying God and not doing what we know to do. So the Lord said, check your fruit tree. Check your fruit tree. Check it. Check it out. And I'm checking, man. I said, Lord, you help me to love and to have the what I'm supposed to have in my heart. Help me, God. Don't just say, you know, Serena, you know, sweetie, I love you. You know, the words are dime a dozen. That's why women get so messed up. Because this thing, the boy tell them, I love you. Let's go to the hotel. What kind of love is that? You know what I'm saying? That's not love. Anything brings you down is not love. And I know it's old-fashioned children. And whoever listen, don't believe that boy. Don't believe it. I'm telling you, child, you'll be pumped up if he be out there playing basketball. And won't even know you with somebody else. I'm telling you, it just burns me up. I say, Lord, they say we old, but I think some of our ways is good. I think some of this old stuff is good. We need to have some old stuff back in. Stuff too new. This new stuff. Oh my God. This new stuff is just awful. Praise the Lord. Let's go back to the old landmarks. Let's go back. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm telling y'all, I'm going to say this, and y'all ain't going to never love me no more. Never. I look because I'm around people, you know, and I look, you know what I'm saying? Amen. Y'all make these kids mind you. If you tell Susie to sit, Susie sits. And Susie don't talk back and all this kind of stuff. You know, your kids ain't so sweet and cute that you cannot discipline them in love. And I don't mean beat them every time they say, I'm not saying that. But I've seen kids do some things, my heart almost breaks. I see kids just cut up and act a fool, just get in the stores and just act a fool. I said, ooh, Lord. I was telling this guy behind me, I said, oh, I can't keep no kids, honey. I said, they held me in jail. No. You know, some old person that knows how. Listen, the Bible say beat them. Now the Bible say, come on now, the Bible say beat them to deliver their souls from hell. You don't put some stang on their butt, they're gonna be in somewhere else. You know why people commit so many sins? God showed this to me. So many people do. They ain't never got no whippers. They don't never got nothing. And so they don't know what it means to kill somebody or stab somebody. But they never even got a little on their fanny. I'm telling you, man gonna know, sis. Man gonna know that it's wrong to do this and that. Cause I sure beat the mess out of them when I had to. Daddy say, oh, you'd be using that little holler belt. You know, he just talking to me. They be just hollering. You just got the little holler belt, you know. Was that right, Gwen? Now you didn't have to. Because you knew what to do. You know, because when you start kids, right now, and when you start kids off right, you ain't got to beat their brains out. Nobody said that. But kids need to be disciplined. Now, I ain't never seen nothing like this. And it makes me, I was sitting up there yesterday and I said, oh Lord. Let me get out before they never love me no more. It's like, would she stay home? I'm just old from the old school. I love the old school. Praise the Lord. I love my children because they respect me. And they respect their father. I've never seen it. So when dad got sick, boy, they got a thing. What you want to say? What they wrote down. Now you go Monday. I go Tuesday. You go Wednesday. I go Thursday, I go Friday, and they, if they had a schedule to take care of their dad. I think it's just so beautiful. You know what I'm saying? But that came from respect. Because daddy sure get them. Now, he didn't have to whoop many of the girls. But if he whooped you, you was whooped. Believe me. And you was whooped. Yeah, remember, I had to come down and say, Dad, please. If he whooped you, yeah, but you was whooped. And you know you was whooped. Yes, right. And if you can't remember a whipping, maybe you don't remember nothing else. You remember your whippings? Okay, now. We from the old school. They whooped us, I'm telling you. And you know what? My auntie, I couldn't stand my auntie. I told y'all that. She dead now, so she can't hear me. She was so strict. Oh, Lordy. And I remember she had two switches and she had them named. And I had done something that day. And she started whipping me, and I went under the cabinet. And my cousin named George said, don't hit her no more, Mama. Amen, don't hit her no more. She said, okay, you take it then. And he didn't have no sleeves on, and he took my whipping. I just loved him till he died. I fell in love with my cousin because he took that whipping for me. You know what I'm saying? But I got whipped when I needed it. So let me tell you now. And so when after I got grown and saw what she was trying to tell me, I went back down south, and I took that old lady and kissed her head. I said, thank you. I told her I hated her. I did. Because she made, you know, she whipped you by good gracious. You know, I couldn't go nowhere. I couldn't do nothing. But I thank her because she kept me out of a lot of stuff I would have got into. You hear me what I'm saying? And so I had children. You know, I got 8 girls, and they grew up with other girls, you know. And so this one girl, her mother just let her do everything, anything she wanted to do. And she got in trouble. So she told my daughter, and she told me, she said, I wish you was my mother. Now, she know my kids couldn't do everything, you know. I just didn't let them do it. I just didn't. I'm old-timey, old-fashioned, and ain't ashamed of it. Yes, sir, I had a switch, and I'd beat your tail if you needed it. Yes, and I say, sit down, you sit. If I say you sit down, you ain't walking all around that way. No, you're going to sit down. And don't let daddy get hold of you. Oh, Lord have mercy. So you weren't wrong so much, Al. I think your children love you when they see what you're trying to do. If they see that you're trying to, and when God beat Abraham, see, that's why we can't stand it. We will fall out, you know, get out the race. Don't love him no more. He don't love me. When he spankles, you know, he don't let God spank you. Oh, Lord. I'm telling you, if he love you, they gonna put some hurt on you if you need it. I don't know who I'm saying this to, but you got to raise these kids now. Good Lord. All they have to go through in the schools and stuff. And, you know, goodness gracious. They got to believe in mama. They got to call mama. I tell one of the kids say, I want my mama, grown woman. Praise the Lord. But you got to put some hurt on them if they need it. Well, I don't know why I said that. More people, you know, but you know, I'm almost gone anyway. So I don't, you know, I told him, I said, I'll be out of here when y'all get through all that stuff. He was telling me what y'all have to go. Ooh, girl, please. I sit up at night. I said, God, help me. I want to live. I want some young people and, you know, to raise again, to teach them the truth, teach them the word, teach them how to be women, teach them how to be good wives. You know what I'm saying? I want to teach that again. Praise the Lord. But I'm telling you, well, I don't know if they want to hear it. But I sure like to teach it. It'll be biblical. I'm not going to get nothing, some lost book of the Bible. I don't believe in that mess. I'm going to teach you the ways of the Lord. And it's good. And it's good to raise your children in the ways of the Lord. If they need to tell, whoop, whoop them. It ain't going to hurt them. And it's not going to hurt. It's going to make them feel good that you love them. Amen. I'm telling you, this is the truth. This grown girl told me, said, I wish you was my mother. Her mother let her do anything, go anywhere, do it. And she told me to my face, Miss Davis, I wish she was my mother. Because people want structure. You know, you don't want to, you know, if you do something and never get paid for it, you know, that's no structure. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Stand on your feet.
That's love.
Huh?
That's love.
Yeah, love.
That's real
love. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You know, we always let Allison sing when she come. You got a song to sing today for us, Allison. Allison, my guitar back there. We're going to let Ellison sing for us today. I know my guitar back there. Yeah. It may not be tuned up, Ellison, because I don't know how to play it in the people. We're going to prune on it. You're going to now start working on these trees now and get this fruit on. Make sure now. Work on these trees now. Was it tuned up? Is it bad? Thank you, Jesus.